Sure, there was the $700 billion bailout, but what have you done for me lately?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The enormous bailout package that was signed into law last week was supposed to stabilize global financial markets. So far, the markets seem a little underwhelmed. As part of our ongoing special coverage of the financial crisis, we put the question to Jared Bernstein with the Economic Policy Institute. He says the bailout will help loosen up credit markets eventually, but won't get at the root of the problem.
The fundamental problem is that the housing market was in an historically huge bubble. It burst, and literally trillions of dollars of housing wealth is evaporating. Basically, the American economy was way over-leveraged, that is, over-borrowed, and is now deleveraging.
Deleveraging, aren't we all? So now to the markets. There's good news and bad news. Good news first. Oil prices are down to about $89 a barrel this morning. That's an eight-month low. The bad news? Pretty much everything else. Europe is getting hammered as governments on the continent struggle to coordinate their efforts to bail out banks and boost the markets. Denmark and Germany announced plans to guarantee all bank deposits. Didn't do much to convince investors, though. Germany's DAX is off 5% this morning. London's FTSE is down 2.75%. Asia's feeling the pain as well. China's Shanghai Composite Index fell 5.25%. On Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 1.5%. Something of a corporate catfight shaping up this morning. Citigroup and Wells Fargo are duking it out over Wachovia. Early last week, Citigroup had a deal to buy the bank for about $1 a share. Then on Friday, Wells Fargo announced its own bid for Wachovia, $7 a share. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial. Chris, the deal with Citi looked done, but along came Wells Fargo, and that bid is much bigger.
That's right. Seven instead of $1. And, you know, we all have a vested interest in this one because the original deal with Citibank left taxpayers potentially on the hook for some of Wachovia's mortgage loans. So not only is Wells paying more, but they're also taking the risk. And the reason they're able to do that, frankly, is that Wells has a better balance sheet. They're in better shape.
And from what I understand, the Fed has come in and they're literally playing King Solomon here.
Yeah, they're talking about maybe splitting the bank down the middle. But what I'm hearing this morning from analysts is that neither Citi nor Wells is going to be happy with that. And the big issue is neither one wants the peace with California. So,
hey, what's wrong with us?
It's a terrible thing, but that's where the biggest mortgage exposures are. So if they're going to take that piece, they want the rest of the country to balance it out.
Why wouldn't the Fed be jumping at the Wells Fargo offer?
I think they would be. No question. It's in the better interest of us, the taxpayers. It's certainly in the better interest of the FDIC. The thing is that there is this binding agreement that Wachovia signed with Citibank. So they want to make sure that all of the legal I's are dotted and T's are crossed before they back one or the other. The last thing you want is the government stepping in saying that contract's not valid because we prefer another one.
Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial. Chris, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, helping America go green. You can calculate your carbon savings at publictransportation.org. By The Economist, this week featuring a special election brief featuring articles on key issues in the presidential election, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
Our special coverage of the financial crisis continues this morning with our next stop in Road to Ruin. We've sent Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Amy Scott on a cross-country trip to see how the financial crisis is affecting different parts of the country. Thought we'd check in with her this morning. Amy Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Stacey. How are you? I'm doing well, Stacey. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And where'd you spend the weekend?
Well, I spent a lot of it in Pittsburgh. I visited the city's famous Strip District, where small businesses and vendors sell everything from Steelers t-shirts to fine cheeses. And I met Anthony Freeman, who was buying some rainbow trout at Woolley's Fish Market. Freeman is a retired social worker. He's on dialysis, which he pays for with Social Security benefits. And he told me the financial crisis has already hit Pittsburgh hard.
Everybody's losing their homes. People can't get car loans anymore. Parents are having a harder time trying to get student loans for their kids. I think it hit here a long time ago.
How are the businesses along the Strip doing? Did you have the chance to talk to any business owners?
I did, and that was one surprise. I talked to the owner of that fish market, who said business is great. A few doors down is a fancy spice store called Penzi's Spices. It's a chain based in Wisconsin, and you can buy things like extra fancy Vietnamese cinnamon and about a dozen different kinds of pepper. Julia Locanti told me the spice business is thriving as well.
Our kind of theory is that since people are eating out less because of the price of gasoline, they're more inclined to want to cook at home. So it's actually kind of been a little bit of a boost for our business because people are more interested in learning ways to jazz up their home cooking.
So, Stacey, believe it or not, I am finding some bright spots out there.
Well, that's good to hear. We can't have it be all gloom and doom.
Exactly.
And where are you headed now?
Well, I'm in Cleveland now, and I'll be driving into Michigan later today, which economists say has been in a recession for several years. So I'll be talking to families and business owners about how they're feeling it and what their experience might teach us about what the rest of the country could be in for.
That's Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Amy Scott. Amy, have safe travels.
Thanks, Stacey.
If you'd like to see photos of Amy's trip, go to our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.